Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 9:10, here we go into the final hour of Monday already, for us at least. And Rena Conti joins us, associate professor in the Questrom School of Business at Boston University, to talk about Trump RX. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
I got to tell you, and I'm not kidding here, I'm not trying to be silly, when I first heard about Trump RX, the first thing I thought was, my gosh, the president has gone into the prescription drug business. That's the first thing I thought of.
You? I felt the same way.
You did. You really did. So it's not just me. I thought, okay, well, here we go. We got crypto. Now he's gone into prescription drugs. Tell me what Trump RX is.
Trump RX will be a new service that the Trump organization does offer to Americans who have prescriptions they want to fill. Not all drugs will be offered under the Trump RX plan at this point in time, but he is promising much lower prices at the pharmacy counter for the selected drugs that they do carry.
Wait, is this through the auspices of the government or through the Trump organization or the Trump administration?
My understanding is that this is not a government offer, but instead it is a private offer. It is not insurance. Instead, it is literally a pharmacy that you can fill your prescription and have it sent to your house.
Hi, Rena. Let me go vertical here. Let me try to go vertical on this. So we have prescription drugs, right? And do you know what drugs would be covered under Trump RX?
Right. So, it's not insurance. Instead, you should think of it like one of those pharmacies.
Included. Maybe included, not covered, would be a better word.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we don't know that many details at this point in time.
Can you give me one?
What we do understand is that four drugs that are sold in the U.S. by Pfizer will be available under Trump RX. And they include a drug called Ecruza, which is an ointment used to treat eczema. Mm-hmm. And there is another drug that is used to treat rheumatoid arthritis and ulcerative colitis.
So, okay, those are the drugs. Pfizer manufactures mm-hmm. those. Where does Pfizer manufacture those drugs? Do we know?
I don't think we know.
Okay, the reason I was asking is about tariffs and all that stuff, I was wondering. So who negotiated with Pfizer for this to happen?
So the Trump administration.
Not organization.
Not organization. The White House and Health and Human Services negotiated with Pfizer on a deal that entails a number of provisions. One of them is to offer these drugs and potentially some others through a newly launched Trump RX site, which we believe will be available in winter of 2026. There are some additional provisions or additional agreements that were made, which includes that Pfizer has agreed to offer some of their drugs at deeper discounts than they already do to state Medicaid-insured beneficiaries and plans as well.
Why?
Great question.
Yeah, I think it is. It's only three letters, but it's a big question.
Indeed. So the branded pharmaceutical industry was facing down very significant tariff threats, which in the specific case of Pfizer amounted to a lot of money. And that's because we know that Pfizer, unlike many manufacturers that sell in the United States, does manufacture many of its top-selling products abroad. And so the amount of money that they were facing from paying these tariffs was significant. And so they made a deal.
Okay, I'm going to go back here. The drugs, they made a deal with the Trump Organization for Trump Rx to make these four drugs, as far as we know now, available at a lower price in exchange for the other drugs that are being made out of the country being exempt from tariffs. Am I making stuff up, Rena, or tell me if I'm connecting dots?
So, unfortunately, we don't know all the details.
Okay.
What we know is that selected drugs will be available for cash paying prices or for cash payers at low prices through Trump Rx in a couple of months. And we know that other drugs will be available at a very significant discount to Medicaid plans. But we don't know the details of what drugs will be available to the Medicaid plans yet at low prices. And we know that Pfizer, in exchange, got relief from these new, very significant tariffs. But exactly which drugs were relieved from the tariffs and exactly which drugs are going to be available through Trump Rx and or through a discount through Medicaid, we don't know.
So, okay, so the entity Trump Rx is what? Do we know? Or who is that? Who consists of that? Is that the same as the White House? Or is that the same as the administration? Or is that somebody in the Department of Health or whatever it is?
It is none of those things.
Okay.
We believe that it is a private organization. Think one of those pharmacies that advertises to, certainly I get them on my phone, I'm sure your listeners do as well, that is offering low prices for Viagra or for birth control pills or for other types of conditions. That's a private organization. We believe that Trump Rx is going to be like that. It's going to be a private organization outside of the government that offers selected drugs at very low prices to cash paying consumers.
For profit, nonprofit, or do we know?
We do not know.
Okay. So it seems as though I'm trying to figure out if there's a sheet, I think the movie was It Happened One Night, or a blanket hung up on a rope between the government and between, you've seen that film, haven't you? Between the government and between Trump Rx, or is there a wall, or is it just space, or do we, I'm just trying to figure out who's negotiating with Pfizer, because at some point, an organization can't negotiate. An organization has to be people, right? So people with Trump Rx, I would think, have to sit down with people from Pfizer to negotiate this. And at some point, the government gets involved because it's like, well, if you do this, we're going to make you exempt from tariffs, the other drugs, if you give us these drugs for this. But then in exchange for what? Am I understanding something here or what, Rena?
I understand the question. And again, unfortunately, we just don't have many details. What we believe is that the Trump administration, the government, reached this agreement with Pfizer leadership, and that for the Trump RX available drugs, that those prices will be honored by this new private organization. But you're right that you'd think in order to set this up and to get drugs actually flowing to real people, that there's going to have to be some voluntary arrangement or contract between Pfizer and this new organization, TrumpRx. And who's going to govern that? Are they going to absolutely honor their prices? Are they going to honor their supply? We've had shortages in the past of many drugs. How long is this going to take to get stood up? How long will it last? All of those are questions that we do not have answers to at this time.
Because if the end result is lower prescription prices, and it would be a not-for-profit and a transparent board, and we would know who's behind this and who's that, and maybe the government puts its thumb on the scale to help negotiate lower prices for consumers, that's kind of different than what we're talking about here, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up.
Go ahead.
No, it's all right. Let me take a break. Rena, you can pick it up when we come back. Somebody texted in about the Mark Cuban pharmacy. I don't know anything about that, but perhaps you do. You can enlighten us.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We come back. We're talking to Rena Conti about Trump RX. A lot of questions here. I don't know if it's somebody texted and said it's the president starting another family business and using the White House to do it. I don't know if that's the case at all. But if y'all have any questions or comments, the Oconar Jeweler text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Our guest is Rena Conti, an associate professor in the Questrom School of Business at Boston University. She's helped us navigate these waters before, and she's helping us again. And she will continue to go back on the water when we come back here on WWL. 9:26, talking to Rena Conti, associate professor in the Questrom School of Business at Boston University. Somebody texted in and said, according to the website, TrumpRx is being launched by the administration. It is not a private or nonprofit company. I know the White House announced that. I tried to access TrumpRx.gov, and I couldn't get it. It says the server can't be found. Have you gone to the website, Rena, or do you know?
I have. And again, my understanding is that this will be managed by a private company.
Okay. So tell me about Mark Cuban Insurance. Somebody texted in about that. I have no earthly idea. Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company. What's all that about? Do you know?
I do, and a great organization. They provide low-cost drugs for many different conditions to cash-paying customers through their website. They are a mail-order pharmacy where you submit your prescription, and they will mail-order your prescription filled to your door.
So this has nothing to do with insurance, though, right?
Correct. Okay. You pay cash.
The idea, go ahead, Rena, you started to say?
I said, yes, correct. You pay cash.
So the idea is to help people who don't have insurance companies, and at Mark Cuban, a rich man, somehow put up the capital or put himself in a negotiating position. I'm trying to understand the economics of this so that he buys huge quantities of drugs and is able to do so at a discount because of the quantity that he buys them. And look, I'm just speculating here. I don't know if this is true or not. Tell me if I'm wrong. But and then as a result, because he wants to do something good, sells them at a lower profit or just enough to keep the business operating so that he can provide low-cost drugs for people that are not insured. Is that about the mission statement or not? Have I nailed it?
Yes, that's right. So he provides product. He selects the products. He negotiates the products. And he gets very good prices. He has a fixed markup, but it's not more than 15%. For each of the products, and he sells them to cash-paying customers. People might also know about Costco Pharmacy. Costco Pharmacy also uses their incredible leverage to get low prices on many prescription drugs, brand and generic, and then they pass those low prices on to consumers. In the case of Costco, different than Mark Cuban, and we believe different than TrumpRx, people can use their insurance at a Costco pharmacy or pay out of pocket.
So where would a pharmacy benefit manager fit in all of this? Would TrumpRx be a de facto benefit pharmacy benefit manager or not necessarily? No, because pharmacy benefit managers just negotiate. They don't sell drugs, right?
Exactly. So this is a system, or this offer is completely different than what pharmacy benefit managers do. And in fact, you can think of it as being getting around the pharmacy benefit manager. People are essentially shopping direct.
One person is texting in thinking that I'm attacking President Trump. That's not what we're doing here at all. I'm just trying to figure out what TrumpRx is and how this could expand. So could the president not have used tariffs to negotiate prices down for Medicare or for whatever drugs are sold in this country, or does he have that kind of stroke power?
So there is already a policy in place that allows the federal government to negotiate low prices for seniors insured by Medicare. That was passed into law a couple of years ago and has been and will start actually becoming effective in January of the next year. And it's promising very low prices on the order of 60 to 80% off of the most high spending drugs in the Medicare program. And there was a plan, a proposal, to extend that benefit to people who are commercially insured and also state Medicaid insurers, beneficiaries. But that plan has not gone forward right now. It is possible that the Trump administration could have acted on that proposal to extend, again, the top-selling, high-spend drugs in the U.S. using the full negotiating power of the federal government to commercially insured people and Medicaid beneficiaries. But that is not what the Trump administration has done to the state. Instead, they have chosen to voluntarily negotiate with selected drug companies, where the drug companies themselves get to choose which drugs are going to be offered through TrumpRx. And in my estimation, this will help some selected consumers get lower prices at the pharmacy counter, but it's not a huge win for patients because the drug companies get to choose which drugs they're going to offer through TrumpRx. And the drugs that we know of that are going to be offered through the Pfizer deal, at least, are not the best-selling drugs that Pfizer makes right now and sells in the U.S. They're certainly not the highest cost or highest spend either.
So what kind of power does the president have? And I don't mean to ask the same question again, but somebody mm-hmm. texted and said the president's bringing the hammer down on Pfizer, so why should people worry? But I guess what I'm wondering is how big is that hammer, and if he's going to use tariffs to get lower prices on select drugs from Pfizer, could he not, you know, let me just pull a number out of the air here, 500% tariffs on everything that you bring into this country. And there's going to be a game of chicken that goes on to see who blinks first, right? Because you're talking about people's health. Mm-hmm. So you can't just, it's not like buying a new car where people can drive the car that they have until, for whatever reason, somebody blinks. But if that were the case, if the president were to go all the way to the wall on this, he could, or the federal government, considering all of the drugs that they buy, they could negotiate a lower price, right? Or at least lower prices if they were serious about it.
Again, the Medicare negotiation framework provides a way of negotiating prices, not just for Medicare, but for the commercially insured population. They would need to use that lever to extend really low prices that they're getting on very on top spend drugs to cash payers and commercially insured patient populations, but they're not doing that now. Instead, they're entering into these one-off tariff deals with individual drug companies. The thing that is most concerning about what has been proposed is not that some people are going to get a good deal through this. They are. But that the drugs that make the most money for Pfizer are not going to necessarily be offered by TrumpRx at this point in time. And similarly, for any of the other companies that might make a deal, it's the company that gets to choose what they're going to offer and at what price, not based on consumers' need.
Any final thoughts, Serena? I'm trying to digest all of this.
It is a lot.
Because keep in mind, I'm no Rena Conti. I'm no associate professor in the Questrom School of Business at Boston University, so I'm doing my best here.
I am too. The details on each one of these deals, I anticipate, will become more clear over time. And when we know, we'll have a better sense of exactly which consumers are going to benefit from these deals.
Is it possible? Go ahead, finish your thought. No, you finish your thought.
But this is very different than Medicare negotiating for drugs, where everyone knows how many American consumers are going to be benefiting from this. And people can plan and budget based on that. This is not what the administration decided not to go this route for this deal.
Let me try to go with an analogy. Are we at the point of maybe we're just starting to pry the door open with a bar, or maybe we just opened the door for a second, let a couple of people through, and then slammed it shut again?
Given that pharmaceutical company stocks had a one-day increase.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Increase of 7% and are up a week later suggests that this is a situation where a handful of companies have made a handful of deals on a handful of drugs that may or may not benefit people at the pharmacy counter, and everybody's moving on to other things.
And if a handful of people had inside knowledge, they could have made a handful of money, couldn't they?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying. That's all. Thank you, Rena. Appreciate it. We'll come back, talk to Mike Pearlstein, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know who's benefiting with all of the, if there's any insider trading going on, or who's benefiting with some kind of inside information here or there, or the other thing. Not necessarily tied to President Trump or nefarious as far as he's concerned, but just Congress, etc., who might have some inside information. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Pearlstein, 938 Traffic Now, WWL. 9:45, quarter till 9. I'm working out on Friday evening and have the TV on looking at Channel 4, and I see Mike Pearlstein's report, and the report got my attention, but then when he came on the set and started to explain what it means, it really got my attention. And with that, we welcome in Mike Pearlstein, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter, to talk about what's going on at the Orleans Justice Center. How you doing, Mike?
Very good. Good to see you, Tommy.
Nice to have you with us. Tell me what's going on there, because, again, the story got my attention, but then when I got to think of the implications, that really got my attention. Go ahead.
Well, this is really a matter of, you can look at the glass half full or half empty, and I guess half empty was this potential escape, and it was a breach that was almost completed. It could have led to an escape of untold number of inmates on that particular tier, because what I got from multiple sources was that a very large metal plate that is in the recreation area, a little area off to the side where they can play basketball, but it leads directly to the outside, and there are some 40 screws connecting a large plate. It's like 20 by 20 feet. It covers a wall.
I just want to slow you down a little bit. 20 by yeah. 20 feet, it's a metal plate yeah. that covers the wall, right? And you're talking about how many screws?
The wall. And it's there for security to make certain that there is no breach through that particular wall. Mm-hmm. So, and they have these very long security screws that can only be removed with a special tool. I was told 40 of them secure the plate to the wall. And they were one or two screws away from removing all of the screws from this plate. If they complete that, then it's nothing but daylight between a tier of some 40 inmates and freedom.
So you're not doing this with a bar of soap, are you, Mike?
No, you know, that is one of the things that was, even though they caught it, and that's the glass half full, is that they caught this before there was any escape, before the plate was removed. They did a lockdown. The concerning part is that it did take some kind of a tool, probably some kind of battery operated, like kind of security wrench. Sometimes you can do it from the other side of the wall with a maul. But at any rate, it was a major tool that they have yet to recover. They don't have camera footage showing who was, you know, tampering with this plate. So they're a little bit at a loss right now. It's under investigation, of course, but they're at a loss as to who came this close, got their access to a tool, and could have led to a yet another catastrophic jailbreak of untold number of inmates if they'd have gotten that. Now, to be fair, if they get to the plate and, you know, out to the outside, they still have to get over a fence that has razor wire. But we saw from the last mass escape on May 16th, that didn't pose that much of a problem once they got outside of the building. So this was kept a little quiet. I did get a confirmation from the sheriff's office on Friday that they're calling it a attempted breach, but it's under investigation. And once again, it just highlights some of the high stakes that we have going on with that sheriff's office and jail.
So you talk about a maul from the outside, which for people that don't know is kind of like a sledgehammer or an axe combined, which would make a tremendous amount of noise. Inside, I can't believe that from what you're describing to me, they could have done this without making a tremendous amount of noise 38 times or however, 36 times, however many screws they got out.
Right.
And this is not just a regular deck screw that you're talking about, right?
Correct. It requires kind of a specialized tool known as a security wrench. And the screws themselves are called security screws. Mm-hmm. You know, they're meant for secure institutions such as a jail, that you can't just take a regular screwdriver, you know, or pound that thing out. So a lot of concern. You know, one of the things that is under investigation from the May 16th jail escape are, you know, what tools were involved, because there they cut through some, you know, some pipe, some plumbing pipe, as well as some rebar, which also would have required a tool.
And made one hell of a lot of noise.
And yes, and so there, the questions there from May 16th are the same as the questions from this escape attempt, which happened sometime in the early part of last week before they caught it, which is, did they get help from the inside, which would be the guards, the deputies, as well as who might have been helping on the outside, and how did they get this would have been contraband, this kind of electric device. In the case of the May 16th escape, some kind of circular saw. How did it get in? So there's still some holes to be plugged. It's under a massive investigation by the Attorney General's office. And here they have yet another potential breach, as they called it, to investigate.
And what about video of this? Then none of this is under video surveillance?
It's my understanding that while the floor of the tier and the outside of the jail cells are on video, this area of the rec yard, the far wall, is not covered by a security camera. So you can see like who exits and enters the rec area, but that wall itself, where they might have been working on a plate, not on camera. So that's unfortunate.
Mike, I just realized you're retiring. What are you going to do now?
Well, you know, first I'm going to take a little vacation out to California and see some of my family. But for your loyal listeners, I'm going to keep my hand in the just unbelievable, you know, stories and things that go on here in this great city. So I'll be on special reports and on a freelance basis as soon as I get back. You know, there's nothing like New Orleans when it comes to, let's just say, the stories here and all of the crazy activity does make this one of the great news towns. So I'll find ways to keep my hand in it.
I'm a big fan. I appreciate your work. Always have. I got to ask you this. Have they found the tool or anything that they – no tool's been confiscated as far as this goes?
Right. So that's the confounding part, and it really puts the investigation pretty much at square one. They have not recovered a tool, and they haven't – you know, the portion that they would need to see who is responsible, not caught on video. So they did a lockdown. They always interrogate, you know, the inmates to see if somebody will, you know, cough up how this happened.
And the part, the wall that leads to the exterior in the exercise yard is not under video surveillance. That's what you told me, right?
That one side, that back wall with the plate apparently was not.
Wow. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a good time in California.
Always.
Mike Perlstein.
Thank you.
Pleasure as always. WWL Louisiana investigative reporter, 954, back in a flash, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.